So again, a look at one aspect of DACA, which again allows children brought illegally to this country to work, to join the military, as long as they don't have criminal records. Some have compared the economic output of these young DACA recipients to the H-2B visa program, which allows foreign workers into the country temporarily for seasonal jobs. Now, they do the hard and sometimes grueling work that employers say Americans don't want to do. And for some businesses, these temporary workers have become a lifeline. For instance, the seafood processing industry on the shores of Maryland, hundreds of Mexican women migrate to the U.S. every summer to pick meat from crab shells. Armando Truhl of WAMU reports on this.
Hooper's Island is a chain of three small landmasses on Maryland's eastern shore. About 500 people live in a handful of tiny fishing villages dating back to the 1600s. But this time of year, Hooper's Island has a nickname among the Latino immigrant communities of Chesapeake Bay. La Isla de las Mexicanas, the Island of Mexican Women. Every summer, several hundred Mexican women arrive on Hooper's Island to work at a handful of mom-and-pop seafood processors. They're called pickers. They use small, slim knives to pick the meat from freshly caught crabs. Elpidia Martinez started working here at Russell Hall Seafood 21 years ago. She was recruited in Hidalgo, Mexico, through a visa program called H-2B. My husband had died and I had four small daughters, she says, and laughs about how inexperienced and scared she was on her first day. Oh, I didn't even know what a crab was. Now she's a master picker. Her hands blur as she tears off claws and shells and picks the juicy white meat and sorts it into small plastic tubs. Two decades of cuts from stubborn claws and slippery knives and an average salary of $10 an hour have paid for her daughter's education, a small home, and startup cash for her own business. There are pickers here as young as 18. As many as 600 Mexican women work in similar plants on Maryland's eastern shore. But it wasn't always like that, says Harry Phillips. He owns Russell Hall Seafood.
At one time, every lady on this island picked crabs. And back in the day, she actually brought her daughter with her, and her daughter would crack the claws.
Phillips says in the 60s, it became illegal to bring children under 16 into factories.
Well, by the time these girls were 16, they had other things on their mind, not picking crabs. And this made their mamas have to stay home with a lot of them because there weren't no babysitters back then. So that was the beginning of the end of the crab picker, the American crab picker.
So crab processors turned to Mexico and the H-2B visa program. The program started in 1987 with just 66 visas. Now it's 66,000. At the pier, Justin Aaron takes a break from unloading his catch. He says the end of the American picker almost spelled the end of many other small businesses, including watermen like him.
I'm done because ain't nobody's going to be down here for the box my fish up. I mean, it's tough anymore. It seems like the Americans don't really want to, ain't got the drive, the workforce.
This is the steaming room at G.W. Hall & Sons, another small seafood processor.
Tighten her up, turn the boiler on, and when she reaches 240 degrees, we set the timer for 7 minutes.
Owner Brian Hall is burly and in his mid-50s. Like many watermen, extremely well-tanned. His grandfather started the place.
When I was 3 or 4 years old, my father made me go count baskets on the trucks. That's how long I've been messing with this stuff.
Wow. Hall says a University of Maryland study found that H-2B pickers keep lots of Marylanders employed. Watermen, distributors, food package makers.
If we don't get them, that's 2.5 American jobs. For every one of them we don't get, it's going to be lost. And I don't think this country can afford to lose any more jobs. It's bad enough as it is.
Toddville is another village on Hooper's Island. But here, employers decided not to hire H-2B workers. And with not enough labor, processing plants had to shut down. Now, abandoned homes, damaged boats on rusty trailers, and hollowed-out warehouses dot the village. Bill Saling is the executive director of the Chesapeake Bay Seafood Industries Association. He takes me inside one of those warehouses. Broken fishing gear everywhere. Dust motes sail on light shafts from broken windows.
Very depressing. I mean, this was such a vibrant business, an enterprise, that this was a focal point for all the other industries in this area. Everybody would come here to buy and sell.
All gone. One sad reminder, a bulletin board hanging crookedly from the wall. The yellowed sheets date back to 2001.
And it'll never come back. I mean, nobody's ever going to buy this place and reopen it as a seafood plant.
I return to the Russell Hall plant to ask owner Harry Phillips one final question. I noticed that on top of his building, two flags were fluttering in the bright blue sky, the Stars and Stripes and the Mexican Eagle on a red, white, and green background.
We like Mexico. The ladies here, it makes them feel good. They like to see that flag. When they get here, that flag goes up. Yep. It's very important to us. Without these ladies, we wouldn't be in business.
The Mexican flag will go down sometime after September 30th, once there are no more crabs to be picked. Elpidia Martinez and her co-workers will return to Hidalgo, Mexico. And La Isla de las Mexicanas will once again be just Hooper's Island. Until next year, when the women will be back, as long as they're still an H-2B visa program. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Truhl, reporting from Hooper's Island, Maryland.